Hello and welcome to the Sheely Showcase. I am your hostess with the mostest, the shaman of Sheely, the hardest working woman in podcasting. It's true. Check the resume.
Yes, it's true.
I, of course, am Miss Katie Kinsey Bay Bay.
Bay Bay.
As Pretty Kyle said, Yas Queens. Yas Pretty Kyle. Joining me, she's back. I am no longer solo, so Katie. Part 4, A New Hope. That's what I made the stream title last week.
That's good.
Thank you. I was trying to think of something clever. my lovely co-host, the Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing. That's okay. We know.
No, I know. I'll explain, but yeah, go ahead.
We shall explain. Yes. Young Bucks Nation sensation, the fire breathing, the Rhodes family, and the spice of life, the sassiest senor that I know, the hangman, Adam Page. To my widow, Adam Cole, who's not on screen because I fucked up the cropping. He's here for me.
he only watches Katie.
He's my guardian angel. What can I say? Miss Y2 Garcia. Savannah. Alright, explain why you can no longer point to your young
Well,
bucks.
For now. I think it should be either... I'm going to try and figure this out today. So, but anyways... I did a rearrangement of my room last week. I played Pitch Perfect in the background, and I completely rearranged on my wall. So if you can see right here, this is now my hangman wall. You can see right here the bandanas hanging, you know, above it. I got my figures and all that. The hangman wall is now where the Kenny wall was. The Kenny wall is where the Bucks wall was. It's an official Kenny wall. I just had figures in that poster right there.
Yeah.
With the Hangman Page match. Yeah. Now I have pictures. I have my little pop, but you can't see it. It's out of frame. And then I have the sign hung up at the very top that has the sign that Kenny signed for me at when I went to AEW. And as I'm going to block it right now, but you can see that there's a Kenny missing. It's because Kenny had a signing, a mail-in signing. So I decided to mail in my 1 of 3,000 Kenny Omega figures to have him sign for me.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, and then, can you see it? Ah, damn, you can't really see it. It's above these pictures, but the gift that Katie got me for my birthday, which I love, that's honestly what made me do this to the Kenny wall. And the Bucks wall is bigger than ever. It's on that side because I have a lot more wall space. Next week, I'm planning on showing the Bucks wall. You'll probably see a lot more. Yeah, and I might even just show, like, a quick little, like, display of, like, it's huge. It's a huge Bucks wall now.
So
I couldn't point. You know, I usually go back like this when Katie says Young Bucks Nation Sensation, but this isn't the Bucks anymore. I guess I'm the Kenny Nation Sensation for today's episode.
For today's episode, yes. She will be the Omega Nation Sensation.
Sensation. I like that. That also has a good ring.
That's not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Allison says she loves a good room rearrange. Yeah, so do I. Man. I cleaned off out my desk this past weekend. Got rid of a bunch of shit. Next is my dresser.
Like, I even moved my bed. I'm glad you didn't ask how I was. Because you already know who I am, Katie.
That's exactly why I didn't. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I've done this once or twice. I don't know.
What's up, Justin? And yes, you're right. I know we'll get to that, but yes.
Oh,
that's why I wore the
Hi, Justin.
That's why I wore the hangman shirt.
So before we get into the news and rumors, because there's not a ton. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Did y'all know that? Surprise, now you do.
Yes.
You see these numbers down at the bottom? The Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. You can also find those in the description of the videos that go on, like, you know, Anchor, Spotify, all that stuff. And, you know, the youtube.com/SheelyChowcase. You can see it live here on screen on twitch.tv/SheelyChowcase. And we have some merch if, you know, you want to prove to yourself and others that mental health is more important than physical health. Because it is. I hate to bring it to you all. So that. B. You know, we're hanging out. We're hanging in there. It's been a week. It's been a few weeks. I will say it's been a roof. It's been a little
yeah, you're telling rough. Me.
Little to, what's his name? Leo Ruff?
No, but yeah, it's definitely been a week, like Katie said. Just I'm gonna vent just a tiny bit, because I already vented to Katie about everything. But the reason why I wasn't here last week is because it was my finals week, and I thought, oh, I could do the show and then, you know, finish my project that was due that same night. No, I couldn't have, because even with missing the show, I was still up late as fuck finishing it up. It's because it did not help, but I'm not going to get mad at my sister, but it was her birthday. My sister's birthday is always on finals week, which fucking sucks, because she was a college student at some point, and she always had a final on her birthday, which that fucking terrible. Sucks. But, yeah. So, one of my final projects was due last Thursday, but it was also my sister's birthday, and I felt bad. My sister was kind of going through it last week a little bit, and she's been having she's been having a rough time, and I feel bad. And she wanted to go to brunch for her birthday. She was even willing to pay for her own, like... she's a nurse, so she's making that moolah, so she's like, you know,
she got money to spare, she's fine.
Yeah, so, but that's why, but she's like, I don't care if I pay it on my birthday, she's like, I just want to, like, I want to go have brunch, you know, like, I'm not going to work, and so I was like, you know what, so, yeah, we went, I could have easily just continued working on my project, but again, I felt bad, it was her birthday, she just wanted to be with my sisters, and, like, my other sister and I, and my sister's friend was there, too, so we had brunch, it was a good time, but also we had dinner with my dad's side of the family for her, a birthday dinner. That lasted a few hours. So I had to make, so for my project, which was like an 8 to 12 minute video, which is a lot, like editing, that's a lot. And I hadn't even started the editing by the time we were done with the dinner, because I had to like get everything, like, you know, pictures, clips, all that, references.
Yeah.
And then while Katie was being solo, so Katie, literally around the exact same time, because I got the Twitch notification, I was recording narration on my mic, literally, like, before we went to dinner. And I still had to get ready for dinner and stuff. So I really didn't start editing the video until maybe about, like, 9:30 in the evening. And I finished around after 4 in the morning. And then I had a wrestling show the day after. So I was on, like, 4 hours of sleep, because my body was just like, wake up, you got a show to go to today, aren't you excited? And I'm like, bitch, you should be fucking tired.
Allison asks what your major is.
Digital media production. I had to, so for my film theory and criticism project, I had to either do like a blog of like 3,000 words, which I was like, fuck that shit, I ain't writing 3,000 words. I had to do a podcast, but I didn't feel like recording myself, because I don't, you know, I was a mess the entire finals. Like, I really didn't feel like putting myself together. For my sister's birthday, I just threw on some like mascara and lipstick and stuff. Like, I was not here for it. I looked like trash. I really didn't shower that much this week. TMI, sorry, but I wore the same clothes like many days of the week. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I was not camera
ready.
So I was like, I'm not putting myself on camera. No. So I was like, or you can make a video. And she was like, oh, I like videos. But then when I asked how long it should be, he was like, 8 to 12 minutes. I was like, okay. So, and if you've edited a video at all, that takes, especially when you're doing it by scratch. It's not like, oh, just cutting things out. It's like, no, like, from start to finish, from scratch. I spent hours. I was in hell. But I did pretty good. I got it like an 85 or something on the project. So yeah.
Well, there you go. See, all the hard work.
Because I was worried I wasn't doing it right. I'm like, I don't think I did it to like the rubric standards. I was just so nervous because the last project, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't do too well on. And it was a class where like it was just like 3 projects and nothing else the whole year. To like for your grade. So I was like, oh my God, if I do bad on this project, I'm fucked. And like, no, I didn't. So that's like, weight off my shoulders. But oh my God, there's just so much other stuff that has happened because of this past week, the wrestling show, other stuff. Katie knows everything, because Katie is my crisis line. Literally my crisis lifeline is Katie.
And is Katie. You know, some people don't want to call it or text a crisis line, so you gotta find people that you can talk to.
It will always be Katie for me. I'm not gonna cry, because I already freaking cried in front of Katie.
Please,
but I'm just saying, If it wasn't for Katie, I would not be sane. Like, I'm not even sane, but I would not be as insane as, you know, I should probably be if, you know, if it weren't for Katie, like, literally. And Katie's just, like, this, I know that, like, I could say, you know, just quick shout out to Katie, guys. Like, she's just awesome. She's always there for me. She respects me. She respects my decisions. She respects, you know, there's just a mutual respect there. That's all I'm going to say. And, like, we may not have the same opinions on things, but you know what? She fucking respects my opinions, and that's all, like, that's all I'm really going to say about that.
So, like, it's interesting that you say that, because I don't remember what day it was. I think it was last week. I was just, you know how, like, on Instagram sometimes you, like, memories pop up?
Yeah. Yep.
It was when you joined, or when you were deciding or announced that you were joining SheLead for SmackDraw.
Stop, really?
I was like, oh yeah. My god.
How long ago was that? 2 years?
That would have been 2 years, because SheLead turns 2 this year.
Oh my god, wait.
And this is my third
year. In July, right?
Did we decide July? I think so.
I'm sorry, SheLead. I don't remember your birthday.
Okay, well, that's a year of me podcasting. Yeah.
I wish I could go into more detail. Oh, I am in a, like, a little bit later. But I wish I could go into even more detail. But it's probably best that I do not. You just go to my Instagram, go to my posts, and you'll know why.
Yeah, you'll have to figure it out.
You'll figure it out, but yeah, I'll probably talk to Katie about it for a bit, but afterwards,
I think we decided to, I would have to, like, look, I have screenshots of stuff, but.
Something smells good.
That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about news and rumors. In wrestling.
There you go.
Not Katie Wrestling 13, not me. Wrestling in general.
But, I mean, I could talk about Katie for hours, because Katie's just the best.
Allison said Katie is the goat with the little goat.
Yes, she is.
Thank you.
Yes, she is.
Let's start with all the injury surgery stuffs. Bobby Roode had his second neck fusion on his birthday, or around his birthday.
I think it was on his birthday. Poor guy.
Yeah, so the first one was, I believe, his, like, C6 and 7. The numbers could be wrong, but I did write this one. It was his C4 and 5. But yeah, that hopefully means he's on the road to recovery, like, fully. Because I like to be some Bobby Roode, some glorious Bobby Roode. Like,
dude, I miss his theme song so much. Dude, first of all, I really hope he gets well enough to come back. But if that time comes, like, holy shit, the pop is going to be massive, and everyone is going to scream at the top of their lungs to his entrance music, and I will be so jealous if I'm not there when that happens.
Apron Bum said, that is so not glorious. That's exactly. Yeah. C5 and C6 were first, and then C4 and C5. Thank you, Justin. That's Liv Morgan is apparently injured, which is why she was not on TV on Monday. And also Ronda and Shayna are back, and, like, who the fuck cares? If I was Liv, I would be out too. Like, I don't want to deal with them.
Why can't Ronda just do what she normally does after losing a WrestleMania and go away for, like, a year and a half or longer?
This bitch. I don't know if you caught any, like, gif or anything of it, but she, like, came off screen and, like, drop kicked Raquel, or, like, kind of gave her, like, a super kick, but her other leg buckled and she fell. And I was like, that is the funniest fucking thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
I gotta Google it. Hold on. While you continue news and rumors, I'm gonna Google it.
You have to. It's so funny. Matt said Abaddon is back, or was on, a plane rematch. I did see that she was back, though. She was posting stuff about the, like, live crowds. Maybe she was in, like, one of the dark matches before Dynamite yesterday. But I love Abaddon. Come on now. Devil's thickest demon, I believe, is Matt Wolf calls her. So, yeah, Liv's injured. Jamie Hayter's also injured. To the extent, I don't know, because she's wrestling Tony at Double or Nothing. Supposedly.
Which is, like, in 10 days.
Oh, pre-show. Yes. There you go, Matt. Yes, she did have a pre-show match. Yeah, oh my god. I still have to buy Double or Nothing. God damn it.
You need me to send some funds?
If you'd like to, that'd be great. Because I'm gonna have to have, Double or Nothing on this, and kind of just turn my body, and have Battleground on, because they're on
the exact same time, same day.
And I'm trying to just, gonna do both, and pray for the best. But yeah, so Jamie's currently still out. I'm assuming it's nothing too serious. I know it's, like, something shoulder-related, because she got, it got rocked. Seth Rollins, everyone's favorite villain, will be playing a villain in the new Captain America New World Order movie. You know what? Good. If anyone deserves to be in Hollywood, it's Seth.
Everyone's saying he needs to do his signature laugh at least once in that movie.
I will pay for it. Kevin Feige? Let me talk to him.
You know, like, how for Marvel movies, like, people, like, make the biggest deal out of everything? They'll scream, they'll cheer and stuff? That's what wrestling fans gotta do when Seth Rollins comes out. And then if he does the laugh, just have a massive pop.
Oh my god, I'll lose my mind in the best way possible. It'll be so fucking funny.
I'm trying to find the Ronda stuff.
Allison said, I'm here for him being an evil villain. Oh, fuck yeah.
Seth's gonna be great. He's gotta be a messiah.
His outfit was iconic, man.
It suits him. Literally, it really does suit him. It looks like something he would wear.
He probably has worn it in some capacity, honestly.
Probably. They probably just chose it, like, from one of the outfits he's worn. They're like, oh, that's a good outfit. Just wear that.
They're like, hey, Colby, we've seen that you've worn this in the past. Wear it again, except we'll film it. It's like, can you just bring it from home real quick?
Yeah, I'm excited to see that. First of all, I forgot there was going to be another Captain America movie.
Oh,
I was like,
yeah. Phase 5 is in full... Five.
It just makes me wonder, because I'm like, Chris Evans is no longer Captain America, so it's going to be Falcon?
Yeah, it's Sam Wilson is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
It's going to be interesting.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Falcon Winter Soldier. I never watched that series. I heard it was not that good.
It was pretty good. I mean, if you love Bucky as much as I do, because goddamn, worth it. It's a fun time.
I probably should watch, because, oh my god, they came out with so many shows and stuff, like, at once at Disney Plus. Like, it was like, WandaVision, what is it called? Falcon Winter Soldier, you know, Hawkeye, Loki. I'm like, oh, I'm so the fuck down. I can't keep up. Moon Knight, What If? I'm like, so the fuck down. I'm only one person.
I know. That's why I was, like, kind of happy by the time I, like, got around to, like, watching everything Marvel. I had, like, had COVID. So I was like,
I have time.
Pretty Kyle said, I hope he curb stomps Batman or whatever. Yeah, same. And then Justin said, what a missed opportunity if he doesn't stomp someone in the movie. And yeah.
He has to.
I mean, if Dwayne can hit rock bottoms in all the movie season, Cena's hit an AA before in a movie, I feel like Seth should be allowed to curb stomp.
And it's
somebody.
A stomp, especially if he's a villain. That's evil. That's mean.
That's actually evil. The series was good. People just didn't have the attention span for it. Also probably true. Let's see. What's next? Oh, they just, like, kind of low-key casually announced it last night during the, what was it, the Falls Count Anywhere match, that superstar Billy Graham died.
Yeah, I was like, what? I was like, could just take a quick moment in between matches to, like,
announce it? I was just like, I was pacing, like, trying to, like, get stuff together for something, and I, like, heard Excalibur say it, and I just stopped. I was like, what? That's okay. And then I saw everywhere, like, I guess Ric Flair tweeted it first and, like, confirmed it. So obviously, thoughts, prayers. We express our condolences to superstar Billy Graham's family, friends. He's only 79.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the internet has told me. I did not know that.
So it's like, I didn't know that either.
And then, the biggest news. I know Savannah's so happy about this. AEW Collision. A 2 hour. I really thought it was only going to be an
it's
hour.
It's 2 hours?
It's 2 hours.
On a My Saturday?
God. On a Saturday. Okay. So, let me break this down. And for those who don't know, AEW announced yesterday via Warner Brothers, because it's going to be on TNT, that AEW Collision is going to be a 2 hour Saturday show. The debut episode will be June 17th. They did kind of do like a press release saying the names of like Thunder Rosa, who we saw show up last week, Miro, we saw show up last week, Andrade, who's been out, and he literally tweeted, "Oh, news to me." So that's fun. but on the poster is like Orange Cassidy, FTR, House of Black.
I saw Andrew. Yeah, on there. Maybe he's gonna do like both shows. But even then, this dude never shows up on Rampage. What is he gonna do on freaking Collision?
Well, Rampage is only one live.
Is it live or is it taped? Because at least with Rampage, you're getting Rampage on Wednesday when you were at Dynamite.
I think now the word around the grapevine is how they're gonna do it. Like, AEW Dynamite will be filmed live, and then they're gonna tape Rampage after, kind of like how they still do now for most shows. And then on Saturdays, they're gonna, I believe, do Collision live, and then Ring of Honor after. Because, you know, they still have Ring of Honor, though they don't fucking use. Okay, Allison said live.
That's crazy. On a Saturday.
On a Saturday night. I mean,
is it?
I'm gonna go, like, I mean, granted, I don't really have a life right now because life, but like, if I'm gonna be doing something, I'm gonna go touch some grass, as CM Phil said, which that's another thing. The rumor mill was that CM Phil obviously would be the main focus of this show. Tony Khan has yet to announce where the first show will be. He is announcing it next week because, you know, Tony Khan announcing an announcement. Because
he's always making, like, dude, there was like a very short period where he just stopped doing that, and I miss that, those times where you just,
we all do,
you know,
we all do. Allison said it's gonna fail and they will move it. Yeah, probably. I'll watch it live, especially if there's no jazzholes, spelled jazzholes, or Kenny or Jeff. Oh, Jeff Jarrett. And Karen Jarrett's back. Ew. That's
of course, her name is Karen.
Bro, literally what I said when she showed up, I was like, I knew she was Karen.
Gross. Jazzholes might be on it, because I think Jericho's on the poster.
I don't remember. I didn't fully look, because people, like, we're speculating that Punk would be, like, in the middle because there's a little bit extra space. But, so the whole thing is, everyone assumed Punk would be on this show. There was no mention of him in the press release. No mention of him by Warner Brothers. AEW hasn't said anything. There's, now again, this is all speculation and things.
Rumors.
That he, I guess, wanted a steal, the biter. He's got rabies. He wanted a steal back. Everyone's just like, put a muzzle on him. Like, put him in the kennel.
Look. I don't care. Like, this could have been with anyone, okay? And it didn't have to be with CM Punk and the Elite. Like, I don't think anyone who freaking bites as their mode of self-defense. Like, Larry didn't even fucking bite. And he's a fucking dog, at least.
He is a dog.
But a steal, he should not get employed again. Or else, what's the point of punishing him? I just feel like that just kind of throws away the whole, like, you know, maybe next time you do fucking think twice before you go ahead and not only decide to bite someone, but the EVP of the fucking company. Like, Katie, if you bit the EVP of wherever you work, like, just think about it, a higher up like that, what would happen to you? You'd probably be in fucking jail.
Yeah, that's assault. Like, actual assault. But I'm getting way off track here. So, as of right now, we don't necessarily know the status of CM Phil Punk or the biter, Ace Steel.
Like, nor do I care.
I know Savannah doesn't care. I know a lot of people do care. It's really going to be up in the air, and we'll see what happens with it. I honestly don't know. A lot of people probably will not watch it live unless they're there. Because, again, it is a Saturday on top of all of the wrestling everyone else watches during the week.
Dude, and Rampage is barely hanging in there with a couple hundred thousand views. Like,
I kind of fucks with Rampage every once in a while.
But, like...
Well, it's because they continuously change the time slots for
Because they work around other sporting events. They're working around the hockey. They're working around hockey. I think it's, like, the playoffs, and they work around basketball. They work around other sports, but, like, at the same time, again, it's just, I think also just the fact that it's on a Friday. Like, yeah.
It's on a Friday at, like, 10 for me. So, like, after SmackDown. It's usually, like, SmackDown, Rampage, and then I have, like, an hour to kill before SmackDown or all. Like, I don't know.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, for me, it's 8 p.m. I'm like, that's when Dynamite starts for y'all in the East Coast. Like, and that's on a Wednesday, at least. At least it's not on a freaking Friday. Most normal sociable people are out on Fridays.
I usually work Fridays and then come home because my feet hurt, and then I just vibe here. Should Shayna have lost her job because she bit Becky Lynch? She drew blood from Becky Lynch. She should have been fired.
That was a fucking work. I'm pretty sure it was predetermined between both parties. Like, I know you're fucking with me, Vince, but now's not the time.
I also think that'd just be funny, everyone who bites. Also, I agree. If I'd let Rhea bite me.
Okay, well, that's fucking Rhea. She's mommy.
She is. I need to get the little Rhea. Well, no, I might be getting the yarn one, but that's gonna take some time. Okay, we're all just gonna move on here. Allison said, "Who goes out? Not me." What's a Saturday life? I don't know.
Literally the last time, I literally only went out last Friday night because it was a wrestling show. That's it. Like, again, it was for wrestling. It's the only time I was out on a Friday night.
Matt said, "Normal young social people are out." I'm kind of normal.
I'm somewhat young, but I'm not normal.
I also just can't stand people.
I'm not normal. I'm young, but I ain't normal.
Today,
Vince,
I'm ignoring it. Today in women's wrestling history, today is May 18th as we record this. It'll be May 19th when this goes up on YouTube and Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, all the stuff. Queens of Combat. I haven't done an indie one in a while. From 2019. They did two shows. It was number 32, Royal Blood, and then number 33, Eat You Alive. I'll just name some of the people who were on both shows. Faye Jackson and Tasha Steelz were the Queens of Combat tag team champions at the time. Veda Scott, who does all of the things. I've been trying very hard to get her for an interview. It is increasingly difficult, and I'm annoyed with all of it. Diamante was the Queens of Combat women's champion at the time. And then Shaza McKenzie, who's appeared on, I believe she was on a few episodes of Dynamite, or at least Dark or something, when that first started. But Shaza's done a lot of stuff on the indies. So it wasn't anything too big this time. But, you know, just, I think, giving some love to the indies every once in a while, you know, saying I'm saying. And since you were not here last week, you get to go first with your Wrestlers of the Week.
All right. I have two for my tag teams.
Mm-hmm.
First one, I was pleasantly surprised at how much I liked this tag team. It was a good match also. Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy. I was like, I love how they're like polar opposites, but they did really well together, in my opinion. I thought they were cool. Like, they both have like a very different whatever attitude. Like, Orange Cassidy's like, whatever, like, whatever happens happens, but Darby Allin's like, whatever happens happens, I'll go and jump off this cliff even if it kills me, you know, the different whatever, you know.
Oh, exactly.
Like, so it's like same but different, which I like.
Mood.
And again, I thought they were a good team. I was like, I like this team. I thought that was cool. And then the other one, I mean, they're back together.
They are. They are back together.
Yeah, Hangman is back. I wasn't on Twitter that much, but someone sent me a screenshot that apparently someone thought that CM Punk got Hangman fired. I'm like, well, guess what?
What?
He clearly didn't, because he's right fucking here, and he's back, and he's got the leather eye patch. He actually showed up at the House Rules in Virginia,
I
which
saw that.
one of my friends on Instagram sent me pictures and videos and stuff, which shout out to Charles Landon, because he's the one who sent them to me.
Channel.
And he was the reason why, according to Hangman, the reason why he refused to miss the show is because his mom had a front row ticket, and she was like, I got a front row ticket, and you're not gonna be there, so Hangman just had to show up because he, and the way he said, his mama told him to. So I was like, that's fucking awesome.
You gotta
That's
show
so
up for
cute
mama.
also.
That's just the
Yeah.
rules.
And my friend sent me a video that apparently he bolted, like after the match, he ran up to his mom and he sent me a video of him hugging her. I'm like, oh,
Aww.
it is the sweetest thing. I'm like, you know what? We love wrestling moms. We love wrestling parents. Like,
Shout out to
if you're good
Sue.
parents,
Shout out
if
to
you're good
Sue.
parents, if you're good parents, it's not all wrestling parents are that good.
That's true.
But yeah, Sue and Hangman's mama, goated.
Facts.
And, and Britt's and Adam's family, because you know what, they were there
Ah,
too,
so
in
magic, so
Pittsburgh,
perfect.
in Britt's ring. Yes, goated. But yeah, so the Elite's back. They're gonna be in Anarchy in the Arena, and then I'm pretty sure after that, that's when shit's gonna hit the fan, and maybe they will no longer be the Elite. But you know what? I'll enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah, let's see how long it lasts this time. Whew.
It's probably not gonna be long. Don's gonna show Kenny the video. He's gonna show him what happened at Full Gear. Which I'm like, Kenny, like, well, I guess you don't really watch your badge, but like, dude, you have social media, you have to know. Like, let's be real, Kenny. You got this. You know.
Now I'm assuming that it because I have a bunch of friends like I don't even last time I watched BTE. I don't I'm gonna be honest. But
No, you're fine.
isn't it like from Kenny and Hangman's match where the Bucks like nodded in approval?
That was Full Gear
Okay.
2021.
Okay, that's what I
And
thought.
it's it on BTE, they're trying to like, they're really fucking with us there. They're like trying to make it seem like they're gonna tell, like Kenny's gonna find out, but then something happens. Like the first time, and Dark Order's like kind of like, they're kind of like the masterminds behind trying to get like Kenny to find out. Like the first time, they got Kenny all riled up because they said, oh, well, Matt ate the last of the peanut butter cheesecake. So that pissed Kenny off. And he's like, I can't believe he did that. I thought he was my friend. And so when Matt came into the locker room, he's like, well, is there something you want to tell me and stuff? All calling him out. And then you think, oh shit, it's gonna happen. But then he's like, you know how much I like peanut butter cheesecake. And then, oh, it's not gonna happen. So of course Matt doesn't tell him. And then this last week, they were trying to show Kenny the, like, they were trying to show him the actual video. Like they had the video pulled up on their phone, and they were trying to show him. But Matt broke the phone. Like they were literally like a lot of, during the duration of the episode, like he was like spending time trying to break the phone. He was throwing it on the wall. He was putting hand sanitizer on it. He was crushing it under the leg of a chair. So he can't, yeah, Kenny has not found out yet, but I think Don's gonna be the one to kind
I mean, he'll
of.
find out.
Except I will question this, because if they're making it the way they're like, I guess showing this to us or formatting this or putting this together, the story
Portraying.
Kenny needs to find out. Yeah, portraying it. There you go. That's the word. I don't think right now. My
I know
brain's
words.
fried, but yeah, I don't know words. Anyways, so the way they're portraying this is as if it was only Matt who did it. I was like, bro, they were both there. Like, Nick didn't stop Hangman either, but they're really making it seem like this is only Matt's fault. Like, oh, Kenny needs to talk to Matt. Like, he made Nick leave the room, like, when during the first time. So I'm like, Nick was just, I feel like, just as guilty as Matt. Like, they both allowed Hangman to do this, but
But
I guess
who did the nod, I think
it
is,
was Matt. I
yeah.
guess that is true, and it was
I think
Matt,
that's what they're playing into.
and I guess that's true, but like Nick had every opportunity, and they made it seem like at Full Gear at the time that he was gonna grab his leg like last time, like
Yeah.
during was Fight for the Fallen. So I was like, Nick's just as guilty, but the really poor Matt is the one getting the brunt of it all. Poor Matt. But yeah. Yeah, I was like,
Yeah,
yeah.
they're
Sorry, side tangent, but go.
You're good. See, I knew you'd be picking the Elite, obviously. So I went the WWE route. I'm gonna give I got two. I'm gonna give it the Diamond Mind. Showed up as they always do. I love me some Diamond Mind. Creed Brothers, fantastic. I kind of want I think it's them and Gallus at Battleground for the titles. Maybe Diamond Mine will get the titles back. Who knows? It'll be fun. It'll be a great time. Very excited. I will be dual streaming, and it's going to be awful. But
then yeah, I'm also, I had to.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I had to dual stream for the New Japan pay per view. I'm blanking on the name. It was when Mercedes won the title. I kept things for y'all. Battle of the Valley. Yes. Battle of the Valley and Elimination Chamber were the same night. So that was fun.
With wrestling fans, woo. My other pick is going to the Undisputed Tag Team Champions, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I'm kinda liking what's going on over there. They did lose to the Judgment Day. Finn Balor and Damian Priest, but that is mainly because Paul Heyman was on the ramp being very shady, and Imperium was kind of getting involved.
Oh, too. Yeah.
So there's a lot of pieces in play here on this chessboard with KO and Sammy, but like I kind of fucked with it. Like this is, and I am saying this again. If Roman Reigns walks out with the tag titles at Night of Champions,
I'm
biting somebody aggressively. For funsies.
Like, it sucks though, because it would be luck. I'm not saying I would be okay with it in any sense, but it would be nice to see Solo with gold, but not like this.
Not like this. Exactly.
Give Solo, like, the Intercontinental title or the U.S. title or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. Yeah. Don't.
Allison said, I will turn it off if that happens. I'm just going to be, like, just sitting there in shock and dismay.
Yeah.
Kind of like when, like, again, I really thought Cody Rhodes was going to win at Mania. So when he lost, I sat here for 5 minutes, not moving, jaw dropped.
I was shocked, but not as upset, clearly, as everyone else
I was just, like, genuinely surprised. I was like, that was one of those things I would have actually bet money on. And
I'm glad you didn't.
And that's why I wasn't going to.
Because I should have put money on it. I would have been rich.
Jesus. You know how you can be rich? Telling me your womans or finales of the week.
Okay. All right. I have two also. One, I'm gonna give it to Toni Storm because she won her match on Dynamite. Actually, it was a tag match.
Yeah.
But I'm giving it to Toni Storm specifically because she, not only did she get the win, but she is now getting a title match at Double or Nothing, which I'm really looking forward to. I think Toni Storm is so overlooked, and I think the outcasting is not, like, I guess it's utilizing her, but it's not really showcasing her, like, the talent that she is. So I'm glad that she's going to be able to shine as a singles competitor. So that's why Toni Storm is my pick out of the outcast.
Mm-hmm. Bakley said Toni Storm with a kissy emoji.
Yeah. And then my other one, I'm going indies. Like I said, I was at a show on Friday, and her name is Persephone, or she might be known as Black Widow to other places. She was at WrestleCade last year, I believe. And apparently she's a graduate from Dustin Rhodes' wrestling school, so okay. I'm like, that's pretty fucking, so I'm like, and she did a really good job, she won her match, she was awesome, and I hope to see her again live someday, because again, I was sitting front row, and at these indie shows, like, you're like not, like, it's not like, you know, regular wrestling shows where, like, you're like at least a good maybe like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
With a barricade from the ring. No, I was sitting right, like, 3 feet away from the ring. No barricade. Yep. And then, like, my friend's brothers who were sitting with me, they're like, oh, some people might fly, so just be prepared for that. I'm like, huh? They're like, they might come your way. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll embrace it.
That's how it is. Savannah, I literally had a guy place his opponent on my lap and chop him at versus in Vegas.
That's true. That is true. But it was my first indie show. I was not prepared for, like,
I wasn't either. That was my first indie show.
Yeah, I was... Well, there you go. Sometimes shit happens. Luckily, no one got thrown into me. No one flew into me. But there was fun, not with me, but, like, other interactions with people near me with the wrestlers. It was pretty funny.
Bakley said, Lance Archer got thrown into me out of Dynamite before Moxley. Jesus.
By Moxley, yeah.
Oh, by Moxley.
Before by Moxley, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, dude, that's cool. I mean, no one else, because when I went to Dynamite, I was at the far end of the ramp, but, I mean, it would be cool to, like, you know, when sometimes the fights go out, I'm like, why couldn't I have been there?
Why couldn't I have been there? Yeah, no, that was, I really thought part of the brawl between who, I think it was, like, the Elite BBC brawl when they were here, I really thought that they were, like, come up the steps, but they didn't, I was like, damn it, I was right there. You fuckers.
They should have. But Matt still wasn't clear, so they probably couldn't do much. Like, or at least Matt couldn't do much, you know?
Yeah, it was Nick and I don't remember who he was tussling with.
It was one of them. That's all I was saying. It's someone. Speaking of, that's news. Matt's cleared. Yay.
That's true. He is.
Matt being cleared. Yeah, I'm very happy for him. Well, because think about it, like, if he would have gone surgery, he would have been out, like, almost the entire year, or the rest of the year, for sure. But the fact that he didn't do that, and it was only been, like, 2 months, maybe? Less than 2 months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He knew what he was doing. Allison said they have people get thrown into their media table all the time. Oh, I believe it.
One of my friends, actually... You know what? I'll save the story for my next, because it still has to do with the show.
I only have one pick. I'm just going with Roxanne Perez in NXT. She's in the semifinals. Yeah.
I saw it on Instagram. That's all I know.
Yeah, so it'll be her and side of the bracket is she on. Her versus Tiffany Stratton next week. So that's going to be... Ugh. It's one of those things where I don't know what they plan on doing. And this whole, like, the rest of this bracket has me very invested to see what they plan on doing. And I got stuck in my notebook. Anyways. your Manzas.
I have two. One of them, the phenomenal AJ Styles, he is going to the finals for the World Heavyweight Championship. Look, bro, this is so hard because, dude, Seth Rollins winning, but then AJ winning. I feel like they both deserve another world title reign. So, I don't know who I want to win, but it is very exciting, and I feel like AJ really hasn't gotten this much of a push, if you will, in a while. Like, so.
Well, he was also out for, like, 8 months, too.
That is true. That's true because... broken ankle. He missed WrestleMania. Big sad. I think that's the first WrestleMania he's missed since he's been in the WWE. I'm pretty sure. Because first one was with Jericho out because I was there. Y2AJ for life. And then the second one was 33. That was with Shane O'Mac. 34 was when he had the title against Shinsuke. 35 was with Randy Orton. And 36 is the Boneyard match. 37
was the tag match. Him and Omos, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. A tag match with Omos. 38.
Bakley said it is the first one that he's missed.
Hold on. I'm trying to remember. 38? What was he doing in WrestleMania 38?
Oh, no, maybe that one was Omos and him.
Actually, yeah, you're right. But 37, I'm pretty sure he had. Hold on, I gotta look it up, guys.
He definitely had a match, but, like, I don't know what it could have been.
Yeah, let me see.
What was it? 37?
Yeah. Hold on, wait.
I'm looking up the match card.
Yeah, oh, they defeated the New Day. It was AJ and Omos. Then what was 38?
Yeah, what the fuck?
He was there, because I remember taking pictures with my dad, because we do a tradition where he posts a picture of us. Let's see. Hold on.
Can I just get some results, please? Oh,
Edge and AJ! Edge and AJ! I remember! I was still looking.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was Edge. Yep. because I hated that match so much. Not really. It's just I was bitter the way AJ lost. I was like, look, I don't mind if he loses to Edge, but I did not like the way he did. But anyway, so yeah, first Manzes is AJ. I missed him, and I think he deserves another world title reign. But we'll just see what happens. I'll be happy. I will be totally happy either way. I could not be more excited for this match. But yeah, we'll just see. And he's back, and he won. He's going to the semifinals. Awesome.
Yep, yep, yep.
Second one, I'm bringing it back to the indies from, you know, the show I went to. It's called Collateral Damage. The company's called Pro Wrestling Legacy. The world champion is super fucking cool. He is, like, the top heel. His name, he was actually on Dark when they were in El Paso. His name is Aiden Cole. I got, like, dude, I love this guy. I got merch now. I actually went to his place to get merch. Like, I asked him, I was like, do you have, like, I asked him if he had merch. He said he does. And I went to go get stickers and a shirt. And I want the other shirt now, so I might go get the other shirt. He is awesome. He is the heel with fan appeal. He's the guy with the thighs. He is awesome. And he had a really good match. And he retained his title. And I really want to see him again. So I'm like, you know, I stan. You know, I'm a huge fan now. I mean, again, I've seen him before. And again, I had the little story. My friend who actually got me to go to this wrestling promotion, he's a commentator for it. He commentates for them, and he has a really good commentary voice.
Nice.
My friend's name is Rich, or I call him Richie, but in wrestling land, he's Rich Vox. And he actually got put through a table, the announcement table, by Aiden Colt. It was pretty cool. The story is awesome. If you ever want to watch it, it's on YouTube, so. Pro Wrestling Legacy, he got put through a table. It was pretty cool. And now I'm like, I'm watching it now. And so I told him, I said, next time I want to be there by the commentary table so I can, like, hear you commentate while I'm watching the matches.
Yeah.
So that was by the entrance this last Friday. So I'm looking forward to more, going to these wrestling shows a lot more now, for sure. So nice. Yeah, Aiden Colt and AJ Styles, my picks.
I mean, we love going to indie shows and expressing or finding new loves there. I'll always remember going to Versus first time, saw Toa Leona. Ooh, hoo, hoo. And now he's a Ring of Honor champion. So
there you go.
Shout out to Toa Leona.
So
shout out to Vegas. I want to go back. Mm-hmm. It's not in the cards this year. I have two major plans. Oh yeah, did I tell you I have my SummerSlam ticket?
What?
I bought my SummerSlam ticket.
Oh yeah, I knew you were going. I didn't realize you hadn't bought the ticket yet.
Oh no, I bought it like a month or two ago, but I just didn't know if I told you or not.
Oh yeah, I knew you were going to SummerSlam because you had talked about how you were going to Detroit, and that's where, like, you went to WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, that was the last time they had a pay-per-view there too, was Mania. So I feel like it was just, like, I had to, you know?
Yeah, and SummerSlam, this is the second biggest pay-per-view.
This will also be my second SummerSlam.
There you go.
I still just need to hit Survivor Series and Rumble, and I got them all.
Rumble and Money in the Bank are my, like, personal goals. I already did WrestleMania, so...
Same.
So, Rumble, Money in the Bank, and Double or Nothing. Those are, like, my three, like, I gotta go to at least one of them.
I would like to do, like, an AEW pay-per-view, because, like, I've done all of the shows they've had here, obviously, but a pay-per-view would be fun.
The pay-per-views hit different, I will say that, like...
Yeah.
Okay, now that I've officially experienced both, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bakley said Rumble is fun.
I can only imagine how awesome the Rumble is, especially when they don't announce all the damn participants beforehand.
Like, imagine being there when Edge came back.
Or when John Cena came back. Or when AJ debuted. Or when Becky won. There's so many good Royal Rumble moments, you know?
I just
when Rhea won.
Rhea. Mommy.
Yeah.
But that's... those are goals. We will achieve them one day. I promise.
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe one of them will be achieved together.
Perhaps. Perhaps we...
If a Royal Rumble, because the Royal Rumble loves to be in Texas for some reason. If the Royal Rumble was in Texas, would you? And I was able to go, would you go? I know, Katie. Texas. I know. Look, Katie, we have some. I know. I'm playing devil's advocate.
The actual devil.
But, you know, we got Texas-shaped waffles that are pretty good.
That's your defense. That's your case for me to come to Texas.
Dude, what else am I supposed to say? Like, let's be real.
That's what I'm saying. And it would have to be, like, I would have to make sure, like, timing would be good, money situation.
I get you, but...
Possibly.
Maybe. It's a maybe.
We'll find one more north. And then family that you're meeting me there, so they wouldn't have to worry.
And not just that, but, like, I would probably much rather go up north, even though it's farther.
Yeah.
Just because, like, first of all, there's many places there I have not visited, but also, again, I just feel like
it's not
better.
Texas.
You know, maybe it's because I am from Texas, and I know I've talked about how, like, oh, just going to Dallas feels like a vacation and stuff, but, I mean, I've been to Dallas, I've been to San Antonio, I've been to Houston, I've been to Lubbock, I've been, you know, to other cities that people may not be aware of or may not know exist, but I've been around. I actually have not been to Austin, surprisingly, but I guess that's a future, I don't know, man, I don't want to be the same place as the governor, but anyways, I've been around Texas, so maybe it'll be more meaningful to leave Texas, you know, to go somewhere that I've never been.
Exactly. So we'll see where the plans take us. And yeah, apparently party house for Mania 40. Philly, baby.
Dude, Mania 40, I mean, if I went to Mania 40, I would be so petty. I'm gonna wear my Dallas Cowboy jersey. I don't give a fuck. I would wear my Dallas Cowboy jersey and let myself get killed.
Savannah.
You can't. Philly fans are crazy.
You can't say these
especially
things.
Eagles fans.
Dude, I know.
Oh,
I'm on
the other side
of the state. I know.
Yeah, just making sure.
Aye.
But I feel like, you know, but like again, it's crazy how it's the same state, but, like, I feel like Steelers fans are nowhere near as irritating and hostile as Philadelphia fans.
Well, that's very true. We are a rowdy bunch, but not
I feel
as
like
crazy
you just like you're rowdy, but you're rowdy, but you vibe. You're just there for a good time. You're not there to start shit or anything.
The occasional fist fights
breakouts,
like, it happens.
It happens everywhere.
Exactly.
But I feel like with Philly, it's just...
Hey, listen, I don't like Philly, but I will have to go there, so...
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, my pick. I'm just going Nakamura. Solid win over The Miz.
She
I like that they're
good.
Finally...
Yeah.
Putting some respect on him again.
Dude, Nakamura and The Miz just hits different. It was on the live event when WWE came here. It's just, I think those two are just really good in the ring together. They have good chemistry.
Yeah, and like I said, like, they're utilizing Nakamura again now that he's back. They made it a big deal that he returned and he was on Raw. Ow, my eyes. So, I like that we're building him back up again, because he's fucking great. I love Nakamura.
Shinsuke. Yeah.
And, you know, this...
Really quick, sorry, to answer Bakley's... Oh, to answer Bakley's comment. I'm not even gonna lie, I know Cowboys fans are irritating. Trust me, I know, because, like, last year, when my family and I went to California, and we went to the Cowboys game at SoFi Stadium, we won, but oh my god, like, they were being so annoying about it, and the reason why I personally... wasn't, like, rubbing it in their face or saying, like, oh, take that, or, like, being, like, a dick about it, is because I remember when the Cowboys lost on Thanksgiving to the Raiders when I was there, the Raiders fans would not shut the fuck up. I was like, oh, my God, just, like, kill me. They were just annoying, so I was like, I'm not gonna be that, so I couldn't. So I'm not even gonna sit here and say, oh, my God, that's not true. It is true. I know the Cowboys, us Cowboys fans, we're annoying. I know. Sorry.
Hey.
I feel like...
Yeah. All sports fans are annoying to other people and to the other fans.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the traveling thing, that kind of ironically enough, leads me into the question of the week.
Oh!
So, that was not planned at all, I promise. So, post-pandemic, you know, we have seen the major companies... In this aspect, I'm talking WWE and AEW, going to different places, not America. obviously WWE has been doing the Saudi show for years, so I'm excluding that because it's not, they go there every year. But, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. we're getting...
Even before COVID.
Yeah, even before COVID. But, like, you know, both companies are going to London. They had Clash at the Castle in Wales. They just did Backlash in Puerto Rico.
I've heard somewhere that they might be doing an Australia show again soon. So, I mean, that's another thing.
Yeah, like, at one point they did, like... I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, they had a pay-per-view in Australia. Yeah, they're going to India in September for a live event. I don't know if it's a pay-per-view. As of right now, I think it's just a live event. But I was thinking
they're going to India.
What? Yeah, they're going to India. They kind of like I heard it was today. Super Showdown. Thank you, Bagley. So I was thinking, we got to think of some other places, you know, outside of America and Canada, because, like, they both always go to Canada. Like, Elimination Chamber was just in Montreal. So.
And Forbidden Door is about to be in Toronto, I think.
One of the Canadian provinces. So I was thinking, why don't we kind of brainstorm some, like, just a few. We don't have to do, like, we don't spend a lot of time on this. Just a few places outside of America we want either of these companies to go. I said, based off of the live event they have there, give them a Paris pay-per-view.
Paris, I was actually going to say that, like, not just that, but I think, like, nothing against London or anyone from the UK, okay? But that's, like, an island, you know? Like, people, you have to, I guess maybe it's a little different because it's a little bit closer to Europe, but it's at least a flight's worth. I feel like if it was somewhere in the middle of Europe, you can get so much more people from the continent alone, you know, just from the entire continent of Europe, to, like, take a train, to drive, to fly, you know, it wouldn't be as much. I feel like, you know, for example, when I went to Europe, we took a train from France to Spain. So I'm like, I feel like that's available in other countries for Europe. So I feel like they should have it, like, in Italy or, like, Germany, somewhere, like, in the middle of Europe, so you can get, you know, so much more fans from different countries. Exactly. Everyone's welcome. You know, and it's easier for everyone.
Bakley said have them go back to Japan like they did the one NXT pay-per-view. I agree.
They should. Oh, that was a good one. Tokyo.
That's where Finn,
I think,
won the title.
Yeah.
Or won it back.
Fitting, but yeah. He won a title there, but that's fitting that Finn wins in Japan.
Oh, of course.
But I agree. I think Japan should definitely get more pay-per-views. I said it before on the New Japan Takeover that I would like the way Forbidden Door is being showcased. You know, it's in North America, though, so I feel a lot of the Japanese wrestlers have to make the flight.
Yeah.
So the States. I feel like it would be cool for, like, the way they did with Wrestle Kingdom and NJPW and NOAH, where they kind of, like, you know, did a crossover show.
Yeah.
Do that for Wrestle Kingdom. Have that third night of Wrestle Kingdom with AEW and New Japan, but do it in Japan. So bring wrestlers to Japan. Let them get a taste of the AEW wrestlers.
That'd be cool. I feel like, yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Yeah, they always have the Japanese wrestlers go to the North America, so why not let them go to Japan?
No, that's, I mean, it's fair. It's exactly what should happen. Like, everybody should travel to each other's places every once in a while.
Exactly. It shouldn't be one-sided.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have, like, many other, like, places in mind.
Maybe Mexico, like a Mexico City pay-per-view?
I had Mexico written down, but, like, other than that, I mean, Puerto Rico was fucking awesome. Like, that crowd
Puerto Rico was doing really good. I'm trying to think of, like, wrestling countries. I know, like, I'm trying to think of Jericho's book where he wrestled. Germany. I know he wrestled Germany, but we talked about that, like, center of Europe, you know, middle of Europe. Japan's one of them.
India, according to Allison, is the number one in the world for people who watch wrestling. It's like, that makes sense.
Yeah, so
to do something.
So they deserve the pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. They 100%
do. Yeah, they deserve it. And there's so many fucking people in India that's going to be packed as fuck.
It's going to be awesome.
And that's just from... And that's the people from India. Who knows what neighboring country... People from neighboring countries are going to come in to, like, you know...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the amount of, like, pay-per-views that you could, I don't know if they really do it anymore, but they used to do, like showcase things in the beginning of the pay-per-view and be like, oh, we're from Germany. We're from this place. And it was just a bunch of people coming together. And just, like, showing how worldwide WWE was at the time. So, it's interesting to think about where they could go, what they could do.
Yeah. It would be pretty interesting to have something like Hawaii or something. I know that's still the States, but...
Oh, I love Hawaii. I've never been.
Imagine how much fun that would be. Imagine SummerSlam in Hawaii.
Bro. Alright. Who's booking it? How do we make it happen?
Bro!
No, not in that aspect. Not that bro.
Yeah. I know. I'm just kidding.
No, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because you still have to travel, you know, you're sure, like, you gotta make a good flight out there.
Oh, go to Hawaii. Oh, I wanna go. Oh, I wanna go so bad. Oh my god, I'm tired. So, what everyone needs to do, if you're watching, listening, all the things, let us know where you would like to see one of these companies, AEW or WWE, have a pay-per-view event. More so pay-per-views, not live events.
Pay-per-views.
So let us know, you know, and places outside of the U.S. and Canada, because we always get them. Canada, they get some stuff to do. But yeah, that's the show, y'all. Thank you guys for hanging out with us, chilling, killing all that stuff. Savannah, tell the people where they can find you. We know you're not working on anything that's not score related right now.
I'm in the middle of a Maymaster. Yeah, I'm in a Maymaster right now, guys. Again, it is 2 weeks of, it is like a semester's worth of work in 2 weeks. I'm just pretty busy. So far nothing's really planned. I need to figure something out for maybe afterwards, because I will have the month of June off. July I have an online class, but that's online, so I'll still be home. So I definitely can work things around since it is the summer. But yeah, I have nothing going on. But if you still want to find me, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at @y2garcia_. If there's an underscore, that is not me. That mistake has been made. So you can check me out on there, especially Instagram. I'm a lot more active there.
Yeah, she is. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter at katyrasin13, the link tree in my bio to get all things SheLead Showcase. Twitch.tv/SheLead Showcase, typically Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. YouTube.com/SheLead Showcase. Watch the videos because they're way more entertaining. Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, if you want to listen. SheLead Showcase is the brand, and the weekly show, obviously, you're watching. Hey, hi, hello. Inside the Mind of, I'm gonna be honest, I haven't reached out to people in a little bit of time. I've been a little funk with trying to find people, and there's a bunch of other stuff happening behind the scenes with other podcasts. Never mind. I won't even get into all of that. That's a whole other story.
It's complicated.
That's something. But I did just finish my part 3 of my Fight Forever Wrestling Soulmate series. It is now up. I tweeted the link. Ooh. It's on my Substack. That you can also find that in the link tree in my bio. I finished about 75% of that last night, and it's been sitting there for about 3 months.
Oh shit.
So,
damn.
If you'd like to learn a little bit about the history of Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair, Kenny Omega and Okada, I did that one too. That one's in there. And then HBK and Taker. Yeah, I know. I did my research. I know what I'm doing. I will say. So, Savannah, you gotta at least read it for that part and let me know what you think. So that's all the stuff. I'm on a bunch of other podcasts. You can find me there. Y'all know the drill. But thank you guys so much for watching and listening. We greatly appreciate it. Until next time, bye bye.